Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the fourth Sunday of Advent, 2023. People wise to the ways of the World Wide Web know what it means to dox somebody. Doxing is posting private and damaging information about an enemy. So, a newbie 21st century student of language might surmise that doxology is the study of that vile act. But no. Sunday's second reading is a doxology, a liturgical formula of praise to God, pasted to the end of Paul's letter to the Romans. Quote, "To him who can strengthen you, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever." Unquote. That's from Romans chapter 16. Forever is what both connotations of dox have in common. Online slander seems to have no expiration date. But, thank God, neither does the reign of the one whose earthly birth we're ready to celebrate, the one who was born to save us from worldly cares that were birthed by the pride and vanity making us so vulnerable to mutual doxing. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 1, the Savior's mother exemplifies the attitude of service her holy family would live in an eternal legacy for all future families to model. The angel tells Mary, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." How does Mary respond? "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." A handmaid is a lowly servant. Today, that word would be a good way to dox someone in front of their colleagues, implying they're unworthy of an important job entrusted to them. But Christmas teaches us to adopt a spirit of doxology. Praise not only for God, but for the gift of adoption we all receive as brothers and sisters of the one whose birth we celebrate. This one's heavenly Father bequeathed the following doxology to the earthly king, David, whose bloodline would flow to the only human ever worthy of that royal title. You know who. "I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." That's from 2 Samuel chapter 7. In an era when spouting biblical doxologies in public forums, outside of Christmas and Easter, is seen as a lowly occupation worthy of doxing, this non-biblical dox is for you. May this last day of Advent lead you to the first day of the rest of your eternal life. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.